Pediatric cases of COVID-19 continue to rise in the U.S., so today's news from Pfizer-BioNTech that its vaccine is effective and safe for kids from 5 to 11 was welcomed. Pfizer-BioNTech released an early batch of data from trials involving little kids, but it may still be a while before all younger children, right now not eligible for the vaccine, can actually get shots. So what should we know? Well, Dr. Peter Hotez is co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital, dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. He joins us by Skype. And Dr. Hotez, your take, how big is this news?
Well, I think it's really important news because we're seeing so many kids now in this Delta wave across the country, especially in the southern part of the U.S. and in the Mountain West. A lot of kids getting admitted to pediatric hospitals, children's hospitals, even pediatric ICUs. So it really does stress the importance of reaching down to younger age groups and getting the kids vaccinated so we can get them safely through the school year.
Well, and we know that, you know, severe illness from COVID is not common among younger children. But as you just said, we're seeing more cases and more serious cases. The Pfizer shot recently became the only one to get full approval from the FDA. The others are just further back in the long process. Will Pfizer's shot for little kids be the same as the one that older children and adults have been getting?
Well, the way the clinical trials were done, they were done using a smaller dose. So it's 10 micrograms versus 30 micrograms for the older teenagers and the adults. So that's one major difference. We don't have a lot of I haven't seen a lot of details in terms of the dosing schedule. Presumably, it's going to be similar. And then the other big question is, these are not huge studies. The Pfizer trial had just over 2,000 kids, 5 to 11, and about two-thirds of those, or 1,500, received two doses of the vaccine. So the safety profile looks really good. But, you know, when you look at rare events, sometimes those numbers are not adequate. So that's why the FDA asked Pfizer to include larger numbers of kids. So we'll see if they consider these numbers adequate.
Right. By the way, I don't even know this. Do little kids, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7, do they get a different, let's say, flu shot? Is that common to have a lesser dose?
Yeah, it's really important to point out that vaccines are not so dose dependent often. And by that, I mean, it's not like a small molecule drug or a medicine that you take where twice the dose may have twice the effect. And sometimes you can even have paradoxical effects where a smaller dose will actually give you a better immune response. So, for instance, with the Moderna boost that's coming up, it's likely that that's going to be half the dose of the previous ones because there's a phenomenon in vaccines called fractional dosing where you even get a better immune response.
Huh. Oh, well, as we said, we know that severe illness from COVID-19 is not common among children, but we are seeing more cases. And, you know, parents desperately want to avoid their child being that ill. They also, we hear, want the rest of the family, maybe elderly grandparents, maybe other children who are somewhat more vulnerable or compromised, they want them to be safe from a young child spreading the illness. So when might this shot for 5 and up be ready?
So Pfizer has indicated they'll be submitting their dossier to the FDA, and the FDA will need time to review it appropriately and adequately. So I don't think it's going to be super fast. It certainly won't be within days. We're hearing maybe by the end of October it could potentially be released for emergency use, and even that would be pretty fast.
Yeah. And what about developing a vaccine for children under 5?
Well, that's also being looked at. I think it'll take longer to collect that data. On looking at 4 and under, and maybe by the end of the year. And then the next question is, well, how far down will it go in terms of age group? And I think there's a couple of different scenarios. It may be given like a measles vaccine as low as 1 year of age, or for the flu vaccine, we give it we can give it as low as 6 months. I don't think it would go lower than that, though.
Yeah. And we know, we've only got about a minute here, but we know that as it is right now, the rate of young people being vaccinated is now, you know, lower, 12 to 17-year-olds. It's lower than the general population. To parents who might be concerned about children as young as five, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say, you know, the FDA has been and the Centers for Disease Control have been extremely cautious and conservative about expanding the vaccination groups to kids of lower ages. Mm. So I have a lot of confidence in the FDA, and it's the acceptance is going to vary by region. So, yeah. You know, up in the Northeast, you've got over 75% of the teenagers vaccinated. Down here in the South, 25%, a third as high. And I'm guessing it'll probably look like that for the younger kids as well.
Dr. Peter Hotez of Texas Children's Hospital, thank you.
Thank you.